What's up, everybody? Mr. Eight Vicious here. Now, you know there's a problem when I'm drinking and I'm talking, you know, in the MGTOW manosphere and stuff. You know there's a problem when I have a natural ice beer compared to a blue ribbon, Pabst blue ribbon. I drink that. I'm mostly more mellow when I do that, but I get a little more intense when I drink a natural ice, but I get really intense and belligerent. It may get loud in here because if, you know, when you see me with this 40-ounce bottle right here of King Cobra, this is when I start getting loud. So, I went through the comic section, you know, in my last video, and I found this one arrogant prick down there. You know who you are. Yeah, you, McHenry Cruz, motherfucker. This motherfucker comes onto my channel and he starts talking shit. He's saying that, "Whoa, I never had to pay for pussy. I feel sorry for you nerds, because I'm attractive." Fuck you. I don't give a fuck if you're attractive, motherfucker. A lot of girls find me attractive. And I've seen your fucking videos. Walking up to women randomly and just making out. Oh, please, bro. Keep it up. Keep up doing that shit. You ever heard of the fucking Me Too movement, you stupid motherfucker? Haven't you fucking heard of that? Women can straight up and sue your ass. For harassing. For sexual harassment. Women find me attractive as well. And hell, I never paid, you know what? I'm gonna take that back. I did. We all pay for pussy. And you're over here walking around saying, "I don't pay for pussy." Fuck you, motherfucker. Tell that to the owner of the Bunny Ranch over there in Nevada. He'll laugh in your fucking face and tell you, yeah, all men has paid for pussy. And the guy behind the camera's like, "Well, explain to us." Well, you know, you ask her out on a date, you go on a date with her. You're paying for the meal. You're paying for the chocolates, the roses, all this fucking shit. There's no fucking way. I don't care. I do not care if you go on a fucking date to a restaurant. Let's say you have to go and pick her up. So you're going in your car to go pick her up using the gas that you paid for to get her and then go straight to the goddamn restaurant. And I don't care if you're fucking paying separate tickets. I don't care if she's paying her tab, if you're paying yours. And you may pay $20 for a fucking porterhouse steak. If you pay for it, that's your meal, she pays for her meal, and then you go home and happen to fuck, well, you know what, it just cost you 20-some dollars. You paid for it anyway. You paid for her fucking time. There's no fucking way of, I've seen nobody have done this. Even at the clubs. Going up, "Hey, I'm Mr. Hate Vicious. Who are you?" "Hi, I'm Sheila. You want to kiss?" "Sure." "You want to go fuck?" "Sure." No fucking way, dude. I've been through so many conventions and there's girls that were attracted to me. And it didn't happen that fucking quick. There's no fucking way, no matter how hard I fucking pressed hard. There's no fucking way, and they were attracted to me. Yeah, I eventually got to fuck them. Everybody's paid for pussy. I don't give a fuck. You're fucking full of shit, dude. You're fucking full of shit. There's no fucking way. There's no fucking way. There's no one that with that much charisma that can fucking do it. I've seen the most gorgeous, you know, guys that were considered gorgeous. These girls would be like, "Oh, he's so gorgeous. Oh." But no, they don't want to come off. Even if he makes a move on them, they ain't going to come off as fucking easy. Please. Fucking, the only way that happens is if you fucking buy a hooker. And you're over here fucking talking shit, running your mouth, and I know why you're here. Into my fucking channel. I know why you're here. Because you've been watching MGTOW channels. I saw one of your videos, you're ranting and raving because you lost 60-some subscribers in one fucking day. and you assume they're fucking women. They probably weren't women, they're probably men just listening to your advice, and when it didn't fucking work and they felt salt through your bullshit, so they went to MGTOW. I guarantee fucking to you that's where they fucking went. And this is why you're here at MGTOW. Fucking around. Don't be surprised if any of my MGTOW brothers out there go and roast your ass. Don't be fucking surprised, dude. Because you don't fuck around in this place. We don't fucking play this shit. Yeah. This guy basically is calling all MGTOWs incels and nerds. And that's why we're MGTOW, because we can't get laid. What kind of fucking bullshit is that? That kind of shit pisses me the fuck off. You have to fucking look at every fucking MGTOW video out there and understand the philosophy and why we're doing it here. You idiots just don't understand it. We're not incels. How does that fucking work? Half of my MGTOW brothers have been married. They have been on relationships and they have kids. How the fuck does that work? You fucking tell me, asshole. I don't fucking play that shit. Women find me attractive, motherfucker. I never had to pay for fucking pussy like, oh, 100, 200, 300, you're my hooker. I only did that once because I was a fucking fantasy and my friends dared me to do it. So that girl's a hooker. I dare you to go over there. And I did. Wow, big fucking whoop. Didn't even cost me that much either. Was it worth it? Sure. I paid for the pussy, big fucking whoop. I only did that once. But still, I've been on dates, several dates, yeah. You still pay for the fucking pussy. You still do, whether you're paying your own fucking tab or not. Or you go out for drinks. That, it still costs. It still costs money. There's no fucking way. Like that guy said, that the owner of that bunny ranch, anyone who says they don't pay for pussy, they're fucking full of shit. You really are. You're fucking full of shit. Shit. I never had to pay for a drink for any girl when I was at these conventions and stuff. But I had to sit down. I had a few drinks with her. Still. She paid for her own drink. I paid for mine. Still. And then we had to have a conversation first for about a fucking hour or so. And then we went up to the room and fucked. But it didn't happen like that. There's no fucking way. And it still cost me money to sit there and talk to her after a few drinks. Doesn't fucking matter. I still have to pay my tab to get into the convention for a week. See? Doesn't fucking matter. And when you're at the club, you have to pay at the door, right? To get into the club, right? To go get the pussy. Go spit your game and get the pussy, right? You're paying for it. It doesn't matter. You may not be paying her directly, but you pay for it. That's just the way it works. Except, when I pay for a woman to have sex with me, it's on the fucking camera. I give her money, and she leaves, and then I send the content out, and then I get fucking a return out of it. What the fuck are you getting out of it? Nothing, just the pussy. I get a fucking return out of it. So what? I pay for pussy, but then I make a profit off of it. Big fucking whoop. I'd much rather be doing that than to be fucking around, being this big old fucking pussy hound, going from pussy to pussy to pussy to pussy, just because you can't fucking live without it. Now, people like that, they got a fucking problem. And with this fucking Me Too movement out there, you guys better fucking watch yourself. Look what happened to Cuba Gooding Jr. Look at what the fuck happened to him. You can get sued and thrown in jail. I'm fucking serious. I never walk up to a woman and go and say, hey, you want to make out and then fucking do that? No, fuck no. I never fucking done it in my life and I won't. We want to know why? Because women come up to me and do that. And have done that. They have. Walking around pinching my ass in the fucking clubs and shit, in these fucking conventions and all this fucking shit that I go to, yes, I let them do it. fucking, I'm not no fucking nerd, motherfucker. Women think I'm attractive in my own goddamn way. And I always ask them, what makes me attractive? Explain to me why I am attractive. They're like, well, you have the badass look. That's attractive. You have the attraction like a machismo. You're a fucking badass. And that's what they like about me. So you motherfucker out there, I named your name. And you guys out there, you MGTOWs out there, you want to roast this motherfucker? Go right ahead. Roast his ass, because he needs it. Because there's a reason why he's following my MGTOW, because his subscribers are definitely ditching his ass, and they're coming onto MGTOW. This is the only reason why he found my channel and other MGTOWs out there. Talking all this shit, calling me a fucking nerd, and calling every other MGTOW a nerd, and a fucking loser, and an incel. You can go fuck yourself, dude. Don't be fucking around here. Where I'm from, if you fuck around with somebody else's bitch, you're gonna get your ass, you're gonna get your fucking nuts cut off. Over here. You don't fuck around. One of these days, I know people like you who walk around, you know, oh, I'm so good looking, I can get whatever I want. You're gonna walk into the wrong situation, bro, and you're gonna fuck around with somebody else's girlfriend, and he's gonna fucking give it to you. Rip you a new asshole. I fucking guarantee you, that's what happens to people like you. I'm not no pickup artist, I don't give a fuck about that shit. I don't need to be a pickup artist. Women find me. They find me to seek work, so this way they can get paid, and then I can get paid. And we both get laid. But I get a return out of it. All you get is you fuck around and you fucking get the pussy and that's it. And possibly an STD. And possibly a baby. Fucking knock her up and shit. Because you're stupid. I told you that I was going to get loud in here. If you guys want to roast this motherfucker, his name is McHenry Cruz. Go over there, roast the shit out of him. Roast his ass. He's over here fucking talking shit about us. He doesn't know a fucking thing about us. He doesn't know a fucking thing about MGTOW, what it's all about. I know you have an education, buddy. I know you do. So why is it so fucking hard for you fucks out there to fucking understand what MGTOW is? It's not that fucking hard. Jesus Christ. It's not that hard at all. I know you got a brain. I know you can understand things, but why don't you understand this philosophy? It doesn't make any sense, man, that you can't understand this. Sorry, but that just got me pissed off. I'm sick of people like this coming into the manosphere and fucking around. I don't play that shit, motherfucker. You don't know me. You don't know what I'm capable of doing. Stay out of MGTOW. If you know your own, for your own fucking good, man, stay the fuck out of here. Stay out of here, because you're poking a fucking hornet's nest, motherfucker. That's what you're doing. You fucking arrogant, fucking attention whore motherfucker. That's what you are. That's exactly what the fuck you are. You're over here crying because you lost 60 subscribers. Oh, boo-hoo, cry me a river, motherfucker. Piece of shit. That's all you are. You're a fucking piece of shit, dude. Get the fuck out of this goddamn manosphere now. Immediately. Before your ass gets roasted. Don't you come back. Don't you even fucking think about it. So, my MGTOW brothers out there, you got the time, give this motherfucker a roast. So I know a lot of people in the comment section was backing the MGTOW philosophy in the comment section. And this guy deserves a roasting. He really does. This guy deserves it. This arrogant fuck. And I am not jealous of you, motherfucker. If I were to unzip myself and be somebody else, it wouldn't be you. It definitely wouldn't be you. Mm-mm. It would not be you, motherfucker. I like myself. I think I'm perfect the way I am. And every girl that I've dated or hooked up with, they all said the same thing. You're good looking in your own way. And I say, what way is that? They're like, you look like a fucking badass. That's why. And a badass I am. And when I go to work and I replace the windshield, I do it badass. My secretary said the same thing before she quit her job. I was outside with my shades and with my fingers closed and my coveralls, just standing out there smoking my cigar like I do, because it was the end of the day. She wanted to tell me something, what was going to go on the next day. And she's all, you look like a fucking badass. I was like, yep, I get that a lot. In which I am. I'm Mr. Hate Vicious, signing off.